950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Wow, I'm already running around a lot today. Matt Hunter here today. Hey, Hunter.
Hello.
How are we today?
I'm good.
I have to believe that if the snow cover was not out there, that we would have, it would be 60-some degrees right now.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is really nice outside. I'm going to say we've already lost at least a foot of snow just from Sunday morning, at least. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually starting to see those patches of grass come through in some areas. It is pretty amazing. If you haven't been outside, the melt is on. And if it right now, it's looking like this might continue for the next the rest of this week. And so with sunshine,
yeah, like 40s all week, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty. It's 45 in my car right now. I was driving through Palatial Eden Prairie. It is 45 out there, so a lovely temperature. I did want to take some time here because we got the Blue State Ball coming up here. You know the details about this giveaway we got coming up here?
For VIP passes.
Yeah, that. Do you know about the details on that?
It's two VIP passes.
Well, considering the fortitude and integrity in your voice there, I'll see. Hold on a second here. I'll pull it up here. Hey, we got VIP tickets to the Blue State Ball. Look for the. it's the event we hold, isn't it? Is that what we're gonna do? The Blue State Ball. It is a fantastic entity. Now we've got a secret code word in this week's newsletter and email. You basically, when you find the code word, email it to comment@am950radio.com. Comment@am950radio.com. That would be the email machine right next to you there, correct?
Yep.
All right. Now, you have a chance to win a pair of Blue State Ball VIP tickets. The VIPers. Ooh la la. Now, if you don't already receive the newsletter, AM950 newsletter, you can go to am950radio.com and subscribe to the newsletter, all right? But once again, this is a way for you to win VIP passes to the Blue State Ball. A pair of passes for the Blue State Ball on March 10th at the Blaisdell. Reminder, Tom Hartman, Norman Goldman, myself, Mike McAtee, lots of other guests are going to be coming in here. A lot of other politicians. I can let you know Jacob Fry is going to join us. I got to talk about Jacob here in just a second. But also, we do know that Rebecca Otto will be there. She is, of course, running for the DFL nomination to become governor of the state of Minnesota. She will be there making a triumphant return to the Blue State Ball. We'll have more political guests as we get known. Once again, schedules are kind of difficult on that, but we are looking like we got a few other people going to be coming on in. We'll let you know about that as soon as we can get the confirmations in. But you could be there. And once again, the VIP, that's the ooh-la-la moment. Mm-hmm. That's the good fun. You get to go hang out with us and Hartman and Goldman, and you get to talk to us, and we'll, you know, they got the hors d'oeuvres, you got the food, you got the drinks. It's great fun. If you've not been there, it's a good time. So here's what you need to do to get the pair from the know-it-all, that's the Hunter in there, to get the details on the VIP passes. Sign up for the newsletter from AM 950 Radio. Go to am950radio.com, sign up for the newsletter. In the newsletter, there's a secret code word. When you find it, email it to comment@am950radio.com, comment@am950radio.com, and you'll have a chance at winning that pair of Blue State Ball VIP tickets. Look forward to that. Speaking of Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, he's doing some exceptional trolling of the Atlanta lawmakers. Now, if you didn't hear what happened, of course, Delta was one of these many businesses that offered the NRA, the National Rifle Association, the terrorist group. They were offering the NRA business discounts for just being members of the NRA. Under pressure from customers, they basically said, you know what, guess what, we're not going to accept this anymore. They weren't the only ones. Pretty much everyone outside of a handful, FedEx is still with the NRA and a few others, but for the most part, everyone else, including Delta, did leave the NRA and say, we're not going to offer this discount to you guys anymore. The current lieutenant governor of Georgia, right-wing McRightwing Pants, I'm not sure what this tool's name is, but he basically said, oh, well, if Delta is going to be discriminatory against the NRA, Well, then we're not going to pass the tax incentives that we were going to give Delta, because Delta is hubbed in Atlanta. They were going to give a tax break for fuel taxes. I'm not exactly sure what the deal is on that. But he was saying we're going to rescind this because the NRA is our friend. And by the way, this lieutenant governor of Georgia gave up the ghost. He basically made it say the NRA is a conservative group. It's not. The NRA is not for everyone. We know that here in Minnesota because of the Philando Castile case, where if the NRA was going to stand up for anyone, it would be a guy who was legally carrying and concealing a gun, getting shot and killed by a police officer for the mere fear of the gun. Not because the gun was pulled, not because there, but because it was black guy, gun. The fear of the gun was enough to basically justify the gunning down of Philando Castile. And of course, the NRA did not care about that because he was black. And let's just call it what it was. He was black. They didn't care. So we here in Minnesota have already known the NRA is not really this all-encompassing, all-American group just looking to encourage, you know, gun ownership and gun safety. We already knew that. But the guys in Georgia just basically, they basically gave up the ghost. They explained, no, this is a far right wing conservative group, and how dare you attack us? Snowflake alert in Georgia. Well, it's now not only the lieutenant governor of Georgia, but the speaker of the Georgia House is all upset, being Republican, and the Senate majority leader in Georgia is all upset because of this. And they're all saying, well, we're going to not going to pass any things. Well, congratulations to Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry, who says, hey, Delta, these are turbulent times, and I know that navigating them can be tough. So maybe you want to check into a city that doesn't cater to the NRA. I bet you won't want to leave. So he's basically going after Delta and saying, if these guys don't want to have your back, we have your back up in Minneapolis. You can come move your headquarters up here. So far, I haven't seen if the Georgia Republican Party is like, whoa, we didn't mean it like that. Because, let's face it, Delta brings a heck of a lot of business into Atlanta. But that's some world-class trolling right there, Mayor Fry. That's some world-class trolling. Nicely done, my friend. Let's bring Matthew and Egan. He wanted to chime in on this as well. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Matt, I'm really surprised that you're talking about this already, because I've already called the lieutenant governor's office. If anybody wants their phone number, I do have it. But the funny thing is they don't answer their phone, and their mailbox is full. But I said the exact thing, I had to email them, and I put on the email that Delta does not need Georgia. No. Georgia needs Delta. And so basically I said, we'll welcome back Delta anytime.
Well, and to tell the truth, and I went down there, and Matthew, thank you very much. I don't know hey, Delta, you could put your business back here in Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's a great city. We are the number two state in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. We're up from number five, I think it is, only behind Iowa? All right, I've been there. Actually, I was delightful. I mean, the pork chop alone should get them a top 10 consideration down there. Absolutely. But it's Iowa, then Minnesota. Where's Georgia? Oh, there it is, tumbling down the countdown. The biggest dropper of this week. Thanks, Casey Kasem. No, you can live down there. I've been there. Food's pretty good. Not much else, though. But I will say you could move things up here to the second best state in the nation. Minneapolis, a great city. You could be here and have a great time. And granted, yes, sometimes you get these pesky little, jerkish radio hosts that will rip on their Delta experience. I hate those guys. But still, I don't take it back. But, it's a good city. I'll stand by Minneapolis, and I'll stand by Mayor Fry, who is doing an exceptional job. And like I said, that's some grade A trolling. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I got a lot of Minnesota stories to get to today. So it's all going to be local today. And starting off with one we talked about briefly yesterday. And that was the supposed House of Representatives sexual harassment training fiasco. And this is the story, of course, out of the Pioneer Press, which I posted, where Representative Erin McQuaid left Wednesday's sexual harassment training in tears, basically. She's the lawmaker who details she was the subject of unwanted advances, became the leading figure in the Me Too movement's presence at the Capitol, needed a few minutes to compose herself after speaking with a reporter. McQuaid later offered sharp criticism what House leaders had billed as a first step towards changing a male-dominated culture perceived by some as hallowed in chauvinism, and the onus, she said, is placed on women. We shouldn't have to go to work and tell every single person, do not flirt with me. That's how I felt. So, you know, and, you know, okay. I'm not quite sure what Kurt Dowd was saying. And this is what I said yesterday. How do you screw this up? I mean, this is just, okay, guys, this is not a singles bar. This is not a dating app. This isn't Tinder, for God's sakes. You're not swiping left and right. You're politicians. You're congresspeople. Your job, while employed by the state of Minnesota, is to go to St. Paul, write bills, debate the merits of said bills, vote on said bills, and then go home. That is your job. And you can be cordial. You can be nice. You can ask about, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Or, hey, did you catch that Twins game? You can do that. And that's fine. What you shouldn't be doing is trying to pick up every woman you see, trying to sexually confront every woman you see, and dropping trow every time you see a woman because they all want it in your mind. That is unacceptable. So how you screw this up, I don't know. You just look out there and say, don't do this. And some people brought up Kurt Dowd's specific comments about what happened in this Pioneer Press story. And I want to take Kurt Dowd more to task on this because this is just it's old white guys who feel as if their power and their position grants them the privilege of grabbing their secretary on the caboose anytime they want to and propositioning any woman they feel free they see fit to do so, trying to upgrade themselves from Mad Men era to the modern age and not wanting them to feel bad about the fact that, well, that's the way things used to be. Well, maybe that's not the way things should have been. And for God's sakes, they're not the way they should be now. And so any idea of trying to make this anything more than, for God's sakes, your job is to write bills, debate bills, and vote on bills and get out of here. And if you're not doing, if you're doing something that besides that, well, then you need to stop. How that is not the entire seminar right there. Stop it. Stop doing it. End of story. End of discussion. There's no debate. Just don't do it. How that's not the entire symposium, I don't know. I'll talk about Dowd's quotes and give you a really good example of why trying to find the other side of this discussion is just way off base, okay? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Hi, Matt McNeil, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. It's SUV month at Rudy Luther Toyota. The Highlander is an amazing vehicle. Features an available direct-injected 3.5-liter V6 engine, a bold look, space for up to 8.5 USB ports, and tons of cargo space. Rudy Luther Toyota currently has 140 2018 Highlanders in stock with financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months, plus the great Rudy Luther service I love. Stop by for SUV month at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333. Woo, woo, woo.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee, and I have a show on AM 950 Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's a free-form hour of news, interviews, and your phone calls. We don't do 10-second sound bites and yelling and screaming about issues. That may make for great entertainment, but it really doesn't help to solve the real problems we face. We try to get the whole story and have an intelligent discussion. We also occasionally have a little fun. Listen in from 4 to 5 o'clock on AM 950 Radio.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, you can watch the show if you so desire. We have it up on Facebook, Facebook Live on AM 950 Radio. Watch the show, Radio for Your Eyes. Once again, AM 950 Radio on Facebook. You can watch as we'll just shatter your expectations. How about we say it like that? 952-946-6205. So Kurt Dowd is quoted in this story. Now, once again, the House, after the Minnesota government has a problem with sexual harassment, there is pressure on the House and the Senate to have sexual harassment training to make sure sexual harassment is you know, there and efforts made to try to stop this. Erin Mae Quaid, one of the people that started this Me Too movement in Minnesota because of her personal experiences, comes out of the meeting in tears because basically it's once again, hey, chicky poos, you shouldn't so look so delectable, you know, that sort of thing. Even though this is not rocket science. You just don't do this. And then Kurt Dowd is surprised. Kurt Dowd, this is Speaker of the Minnesota House here. Now, once again, this is needed training here. There is no, I don't know how you screw this up. Because this should be pretty easy. But I talked with so many members of both sides of the aisle. They said it went well, Dowd said. He said he believed several of the women's criticism and specific aspects of the training were taken out of context and suggested their experiences might be unrealistic or expectations might be unrealistic. Your expectations might be unrealistic. Let's see what their expectations are. Their expectations are, after being elected to office, to go to the Minnesota House, go write bills, debate bills, and vote on bills, and go back home. Boy, yeah, they're out of line. Oh, boy. You got to expect some people grabbing you and trying to pick you up because you're one of those chicky poos, you know. For goodness sake, stop it. No, their expectations might be unrealistic. No, their expectations are very realistic. Let me give you a great example. Let's see if I can put this in perspective for Speaker of the House Kurt Dowd and all men out there that are wondering what the heck I'm talking about. Guys, let's say at 16 years old or so, till as you moved on through life, into your 20s, into your 30s, into your 40s, randomly at various stages in your life, unexpectedly, with no announcement, someone was to come up to you and kick you extremely hard in the crotch. Just you're walking down the street one day and whammo, you're in an office building and you're doing some work, whammo. Oh, down you go. Now, you'd be a little upset about this and you'd be saying, hey guys, let's do something about this foot to the crotch thing that was going on now. I think we need to have some you know, seminars and symposiums about not kicking men in the crotch. Can we have these things? So you have this grand meeting, and the first thing that you hear when you walk into the meeting is, guys, let's just face it, your crotches are just really kickable. Wouldn't you be livid? wouldn't you? You're such kickable crotches, guys. Your crotches are just so kickable. How can you expect people to not kick you in the crotch? Huh? Huh? Is that too unreasonable? You know, liquor stores, you got that sweet, sweet booze and those cash registers full of cash. You're kind of asking for it, aren't you? When you get robbed. No, you would never accept that. You would, if that was the world that randomly guys were getting kicked really hard in the crotch and we finally decided, hey, you know what? Maybe we should stop this. You would go into a seminar about it and the first thing wouldn't be how kickable the men's crotches are. You would say, this is unacceptable. This is not going to be tolerated. And if you do this again, you're going to be thrown out of this entity. Ta-da! Wow. Real wild and out of control expectations, huh? Oh, unrealistic. Well, this is what the women want. They want to be able to go and do their damn job without having, you know, it be some sort of meat market. And that's that. I don't blame them for being upset. Kurt Dowd went on to say something that's even more goofy. They want us to take action that would prevent sexual harassment from ever happening again. So I understand if their expectations were that we were going to solve the entire problem today. Okay. You know, Speaker Shinebox, let me explain something to you, okay? No one is expecting you, Kurt Dowd, to solve a sexual harassment problem at, say, Wells Fargo. No one's expecting you to solve a sexual harassment problem over at General Mills. No one's expecting you to solve a sexual harassment problem over at 3M. No one is expecting you to do that. But you're the Speaker of the Minnesota freaking House. You can put down a standard in your own body as the leader that ends it once and for all. You could do this. All you would have to say is this. If it comes to our attention that someone here is, their behavior is unacceptable, there's sexual harassment happening in the workplace, if we have proof of this, we will ask for your letter of resignation. And if we do not get your letter of resignation, we will take actions to get you removed from this body. Ta-da! Wow. Wow, gee willikers, that would be called leadership, Speaker. That would be called being a leader, being in charge, setting a standard that sexual harassment is not going to be welcome anywhere within the Minnesota House of Representatives. Instead, you screwed it up, you moron. How do you do this? I am no HR expert. I am no sexual harassment training expert. But I at least can sit there and say, you know, this is pretty easy to figure out. Sexual harassment, sexual unwanted advances. And I am presuming that, you know, if someone's in the office and someone says, hey, by the way, I was thinking about going bowling tonight. Would you like to come with me? And they say, no, thank you very much. I'd rather not. But just FYI for the future knowledge, I'm married. I have a girlfriend. I have a boyfriend. So I'm not really interested in having any sign of social relationship with anyone that's here. But thanks for asking. That's very nice of you. But no. All right. That's not, no one is upset about that. Okay. You know, so if you feel as if that's what you're having to defend, you don't have to defend that. What you have to do is put down a standard that it's not acceptable when you're a political body and your job is to go in there and write bills, debate bills, and vote on bills, that it's not Johnny Troll in there where you're out there looking for the ladies. If you can't go into your place of employment and not do that, you need psychological counseling. There is something seriously wrong with you. There is something really, really wrong with you if you can't basically turn everything into they all want sex from me. There's something really demented in your mind. This is easy. Sexual harassment is not going to be tolerated. If we do have evidence of sexual harassment happening in the Minnesota House, we are going to ask for your letter of resignation. And if we don't get it, we are going to throw you out. That would take care of the problem. If you set a pretty harsh standard for that, saying that we are not playing any games anymore, this is my body, I'm in charge, we are not going to have this kind of interference. Well, guess what? And by the way, just something that stumbled in my mind. Hey, Kurt, if you're upset about me telling you how to run your body, well, then think about how the female members of your body feel when people act like they're some sort of freaking sexual buffet. If you're going to tell me to keep my hands and my opinions off your legislative body, well, then have the guts to tell your own people that work in that business that their bodies are their own as well, and they should not be under harassment. Damn, I like it when I find the stuff in the middle of a speech. That's solid. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Jerry, hold on. I'll get your calls after the break. Julie first. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, it's Tom inviting you to the Blue State Ball VIP reception on Saturday, March 10th at the Blaisdell. VIP starts at 5:30, where you can meet and take selfies with me, Norman Goldman, and other AM 950 hosts. The reception is a hosted bar with butler passed hors d'oeuvres, great music from Paul Metza, and signed book giveaways. Then stick around for general admission at 7. So come mingle with me, Norman Goldman, and other AM 950 hosts during the Blue State Ball VIP reception. VIP tickets are at am950radio.com. I'll see you at the Blue State Ball.
Did you know the average February temperature in Minnesota is under 16 degrees? Well, here's a better February number. You can get a brand new furnace from Standard Heating and Air Conditioning for just $2,300 this February. Just $2,300 for all the cozy comfort and reliability of a brand new furnace. Don't wait. This offer ends when February does. Some restrictions apply. Visit standardheating.com for details. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, partly sunny with a high near 38. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. And Wednesday, chance of flurries with a high near 37. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Victor's 1959 Cafe, offering traditional Cuban recipes in a relaxed, casual, and festive Cuban environment. Located at 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
I'll get back to the calls here in just a second. I did want to make sure I mentioned something from yesterday. Randy in Coon Rapids said that his parents did not have a TV when he was born in 65. Fred texted yesterday on the Twitter. He did the tweets tweep. I'm calling BS on Randy saying his family didn't have a TV by 1965. 87% of households had a TV by 1960, 92% by 65. If his family didn't have a TV by 1965 on a 3M machinist income, it was because of choice. I don't know if those numbers are right. I actually think that they are a little bit lower, but he's right about this. If you had a 3M machinist income back in the 1960s and you didn't have a TV, that was because you chose not to have a TV. Also, I should mention C. Smith making a tweet. The best deep South state, according to U.S. News and World Report, is Florida at 15. No thanks. Yeah, no. Programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the week, Victor's 1959 Cafe. Fantastic Cuban food. If you've not been over there, it's just That's one of the best parts about Minneapolis, man, is we have so many great food choices, and Cuban food is amazing. It is just so good. Stop on by for the traditional Cuban restaurants and the Cuban environment. 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Victor's 1959 Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Julie is in Minneapolis. Thanks for holding, Julie. Welcome on in.
Yeah. Say, thanks so much for talking about this topic. We can always rely on you to tell the truth and just lay it out there. Nobody else, I've been going around the radio here today. No one else is talking about this issue. You know, I'll just quickly say, I heard a couple of women well up into their 40s working at my dentist's office, specialist I go to in St. Paul, and they neither one of them were married, and they were talking about maybe buying a wedding ring and wearing a wedding ring. And I thought back to my youth, and I said, you know what? I wish that I had done that. Maybe that would have helped keep out the creepos. But mainly I wanted to ask you, how do you think we can wake up the Minnesota public so they will just demand and not tolerate these losers, these entitled loser-type legislators behaving like hopped-up, crazy adolescents and worse?
Julie, if I can be honest, it's getting to the point where a woman shouldn't have to wear a wedding ring just to convince people not to try to pick them up, which is a 50-50 bet at best. Let's face it. It's the fact that we have to realize that not every human being. Okay, first of all right, maybe there is a symptom of the problem here, guys. I know that there's a lot of porn on the internet, all right? I know. But the real world's not a porn movie, okay? It's not one of those things where it's like, huh, I'm here because I heard you need me to fix your sink. And that, by the way, the beginning of the worst porn film of all time. It sounded like Hank Hill. Bobby, pass me the Phillips head. No, it's... The real world is the real world. These things you see walking around, they're called human beings, and they should be respected as you would demand you get respected. Think back to my scenario of being kicked in the crotch randomly through your life. You would not want that to happen, would you? That would be called respecting you, that people just don't randomly come up and kick you in the crotch. You should be able to say, don't kick me in the crotch, without people saying, well, your crotch is just asking me to kick it, Matt. No, these are human beings. And once again, no one's really getting upset if you say, hey, Mary, I'm glad you're working here now. It's been great. By the way, I'm thinking about going out and getting some drinks and some appetizers at this place downtown after work. Would you be interested in going at all? Oh, no, I'm sorry. And just to let you know, I'm married, and so I wouldn't want to do that anyway. But I appreciate you asking, but thanks, but no thanks. That's not what people are getting upset about. It's the alleged clown car Cornish, come take a look what I got behind the desk. Allegedly. They're human beings. You're supposed to be an evolved species. For God's sakes, act like it, all right? Robin is in Fridley. Welcome on in, Robin. Thanks for holding.
Hey there, man. Hold on a sec here.
Okay, sure.
I just needed to get off speakerphone. What? You just nailed exactly what I called to say. I was born in 51, and I was part of the first wave women's movement. And I want to acknowledge and praise you, Matt, because I totally love it when men like you get out there and speak forthrightly to other men about this. This is exactly what we need, because women can, you know, we can only educate our brothers so much. You know, at some point, it's up to you guys to educate yourselves. So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. And really, all I wanted to say is, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a human being, I own my body, and I get to say what happens to my body, and that goes right down the line straight into the bedroom. If I don't want you to touch me tonight, you don't get to touch me, bub.
All right.
It's my body.
No, and you know, it's. I think your point there is very well valid, but I think it's. But what guys need to realize is this. Don't give them a neck rub. You don't have to touch them on the shoulder. You don't have to grab their hand. You know, it's not your job to basically, you know, to go out there and find ways to try to touch a woman in your workplace. That is inappropriate, and you should not be doing that. And I think that, and thanks, Robin. Thanks for the nice words. And I get these things when I get people saying, "Oh, it's nice that you're standing up for this." You know, whether it's this or standing up for the fact that, you know, the African-American population has just gotten a freaking raw deal, not just the African-Americans, the Latinos, the Native Americans. They've all gotten a raw deal on a lot of things. And it's time, if you can't understand your white privilege, for white guys out there, if you can't understand what your white privilege has gotten you, then you need to you stop talking, because it's gotten you a ton comparatively. When I say these things, people are like, "Wow, I can't believe a big white guy is saying these things." I'm saying these things because we're human beings, for God's sakes. I'm just like anyone else. I am dumbfounded at the amount of women that are sitting there saying, "This is going on." And clearly, it is far, for most men I've talked to, this is far worse than we ever dreamed it was. It's this horrific problem that needs to be stopped. I mean, in the Minnesota House, where Kurt Dowd says, "Oh, I think this is good enough. I don't think they should have an expectation we're going to solve this problem." I think as the Speaker of the House, your attitude is, "We're going to solve this problem and get this out of the Minnesota House." I think that is a very valid position for you to take, Mr. Speaker. But it's, I mean, human being. These are other human beings. Treat other human beings like you want to be treated, for goodness sakes. I thought guys on the Republican Party were supposed to be like libertarians now. Why is the individual rights and people being taken, you know, being able to live their lives without being harassed is such a foreign concept for you clowns? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Well, maybe we just need a new speaker in there, and that we'll get the right kind of training. How about that, kids? Shall we do this? We can do it the easy way, or we'll do it the hard way. If Kurt Dowd doesn't want to do it the easy way, let's vote his speaker caboose out of there and put in the right leadership that's going to take care of this. Melissa Hortman would be fantastic as the speaker over there. Gary is in Minneapolis. He's been holding for a while as well. Welcome in, Gear Bear.
Well, I was going to talk about something else, but the person with a mental health diagnosis, I was through the mill. I almost ended up in the court protecting myself from harassment. And, you know, it was a power trip. So my doctor, she even told me that we're not near as far along as the women are. But we hardly ever get any way to talk about it. But I wish we got more exposure and a positive light instead of everybody saying we're a bunch of people going around shooting people. We're more passive than the general population. And I turned it into something positive. I do art and I write and everything. But what I was going to say was I had a non-union job when I was younger, and I had an open shop job, what they're trying to do the government jobs now. In fact, Fox News was buying that your union dues goes to politics, which you don't. It goes to protect your job. But one thing about union jobs, I worked most of my career at a union job. Women get the same pay as a union job. Everybody knows what you make. And that non-union job, most of the women are making low pay. I made a little bit more. The one woman that was a pet to the boss, she made a lot more than the rest of us. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, Gary, am I going to see you over at Blue State Ball? When he calls back, just ask that question. You know, you'll call back. I'm presuming I'm going to see Gary Bear over at the Blue State Ball. He's always over there. He's good fun. 952-946-6205. Other Minnesota news we have to get to. A federal judge on Tuesday has ruled in favor of the Metropolitan Council in a longstanding lawsuit filed by Minneapolis residents seeking to block the $1.9 billion Southwest Light Rail project. The Lakes and Parks Alliance, LPA, a local nonprofit group, filed suit in the U.S. District Court in Minneapolis against the regional planning body in September. The suit claimed the council violated federal law when it chose the current LRT route above all others before an environmental study was completed. The Federal Transit Administration was initially named in the suit, but was later dropped. The 14.5-mile line is slated to run between downtown Minneapolis and Indian Prairie, beginning in service in 2023, as a 1.5-mile jog through the Kenilworth neighborhood, a popular area for bicyclists and pedestrians in Minneapolis's Channel Lakes area, spurred neighbors to file suit. In a 17-page opinion, federal judge John Tunham Thunheim found that the council did not irresponsibly commit itself to a single alternative route. Federal law governs procedures, not results, he wrote. Representatives from the council and the Lakes of Parks and Alliance were not immediately available for comment. Once again, it's the not in my backyard stuff, you know, that you get. And, you know, frankly, it's I don't know where the heck things are. I mean, with this administration expecting any kind of coherent semblance of a policy on anything. I mean, he wants to put his own pilot in charge of the FAA, for goodness sakes. Well, he ran a fleet of airplanes. God. I mean, if I had a person that managed three daycares, I don't put them in charge of housing and urban development. You know, it's, you know, I don't put them in charge of education. Yeah. I don't know where this is going to go, but, you know, Kenilworth neighborhood, the guys that put this up, you lost this one. Whether you appeal it or not, that's up to you. But it sure, for me at least, seems like it's a not in my backyard sort of thing. I mean, you live in a major metropolitan area. If you don't want this sort of thing, you know where this train line's going to run to, Eden Prairie. Go out to Victoria. You won't ever have to deal with the light rail line, at least not for 50 years. You know, not for 50 years. You won't ever have to deal with them. Or, you know, Cambridge or Lakeville or south of Lakeville, Farmington. Go down there. You won't ever have to worry about one. You'll be long off this spinning rock before you'd ever have to deal with something like that. But you live in the heart of downtown Minneapolis, and where did all these people come from? I live in the apartment right behind you there, dude. Just FYI. You know that really busy street called Hennepin out there? Yeah, that's, yeah. 952-946-6205. Ron is in Elk River, wants to chime in on Trumpo. Welcome on in, Ron.
Hey, hi, Matt. How are we doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Just wanted to talk. Our president the other day was talking about this Peterson guy that was a cop down in where the school got shot up.
Parkland, yeah.
He called Peterson a coward, and he said if he would have been there, the president himself, he
would have
taken care of.
Oh, Ron, you're cutting out. We'll have to. Ron, I appreciate the phone call. If you're driving there, your phone's cutting out. We'll let you go here. But Ron, give Ron credit. He brought this up, and I wanted to talk about this today as well, if I had a chance. He's talking about Trump. Basically, first of all, the Republicans' entire argument of, well, if we just put armed guards in the schools, this would never happen. And then the first thing people say is, well, in Parkland, there was an armed guard. And we did have police officers that showed up, but they didn't go into the building. So what they have now is they have to basically badmouth natural these officers, people that had the were afraid to go into the building. They have to badmouth them. So if I was to go into Nakatomi Plaza and take on Hans Gruber, I would have done it with a Pez dispenser, and no one would have ever died because I would have been there. And even Trump, who says, I would have run in there. Now, first of all, you can run? Nah. Maybe 2-3 steps. I think there's a 50-50 chance your heart would explode, KFC. So you're going to run in there, unarmed. Johnny Bone Spurs himself is going to run on into gunfire and take this guy out. No, you wouldn't. No, not even close. I served in the military with people who were far braver than you, and they would have never had a chance at getting at this guy. These shooters, the reason why is they're so damn lethal with these AR-15s. But sure, if this is how we can try to make this NRA talking point about armed guards in schools and armed teachers, if we can try to make this work, you go believe the same guy that basically had how many deferments to go to Vietnam? That all of a sudden he, Mr. Terrified of an Eagle, terrified of a person holding up a sign at one of his rallies. That guy is going to run into a hail of bullets to try to save anyone. Nah, he'd be doing a Costanza and holding up children to prevent him from getting hit as he ran away. That's the president of the United States. 952-946-6205. Oh, I got to talk a little bit about, speaking of the gun shootings and stuff like that, the Republicans in Minnesota, they've got a solution. Does it include banning assault weapons? Of course not. No, that would be too common sense. We'll talk about that when we return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello. If your taxes from years past are talking to you from the back of that drawer in your desk, it might be about time you answered the call by making a call to Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul.
Time to come out now.
They've been preparing tax returns and creating advisory-based relationships with their clients since 1971.
Kind of stuffy in here.
Problems with the IRS don't go away by ignoring them. Call Moe's Tax Service. That's M-O-H-S. They're on Ford Parkway in St. Paul. 612-721-2026. 721-2026.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug with Hidden Edges Radio on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. Join me this Sunday for a story about the incredible work of the Children's Law Center in St. Paul. They protect foster kids. I'll also interview the CLC's Moldova-born executive director, Lilia Pantaleva, about coming to America via the lottery system. It's a story that may no longer happen if people in power have their way. Hidden Edges Radio, challenging, passionate, perspective changing on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Reminder, there's a chance of you winning VIP tickets to the Blue State Ball. First thing you need to do is be a subscriber to our newsletter. To become a subscriber to our newsletter, go to am950radio.com, subscribe to the newsletter, then look in this week's newsletter for the secret code word. That's right, get the secret code word. Email the secret code word to comment at am950radio.com. That's comment at am950radio.com, and you will be entered in for a chance to win a pair of VIP tickets to the Blue State Ball March 10th over at the Blaisdell. Once again, go to am950radio.com, get subscribed to the newsletter. Once you get the newsletter, look for the secret code word, email that code word to comment at am950radio.com, and you'll be entered in to possibly win those VIP tickets. Good luck. 952-946-6205. Is the phone number. Republican Minnesota State Senators Monday added increased school security to their list of priorities for the legislative session now underway at the Capitol. They were short on specifics, with several influential senators saying they were still coming up with ideas in the wake of recent mass shooting school shootings in Florida. Ooh, I've got an idea. Oh, pick me. Oh, I've got an idea. Okay, here's my idea. How about we ban all weapons that when someone sat down with graph paper and a pencil to start designing them, what they were designing was a weapon to be used in military combat to kill as many human beings as quickly as possible. How about we ban those from being purchased in the state of Minnesota? Ooh, that's a good idea. Ooh, that would probably go a long way to help out the problem. Or we could talk about video games and school, you know, bulletproof glasses that the kids have to hold and wield like Captain America's shield. Okay, fine. We'll just... we could solve the problem. We're just choosing not to. One bill already introduced would create a new stream of revenue that local school districts could use. So, as one senator put it, harden the target that schools have become. That could range from installing steel doors and bulletproof glass to paying for armed guards and police officers. Maybe a moat, a dragon, whatever else you want to put in that castle. You know, a trebulant. What's those things that whip the rock? Trebutants or whatever they call them. Yeah, maybe a few of those things. Yeah, because, you know, safety. This is from Senator Carla Nelson of Rochester, a former teacher who chairs the Senate's E-12 Financial Committee and introduced the new bill. Nelson didn't endorse any specific way to beef up the security at schools. She's claimed that's not the place of lawmakers to impose ideas on local schools, which should have individual needs. That decision should be left to the local school boards and superintendents. She said she didn't know how much money she'd like to see, where exactly the state coffers of fundings would come from. Her proposal, once again, Republicans, you know, hey, we're just going to throw a whole bunch of money at it, even though I don't know how much we're going to spend and where the money is going to come from. But money, good problem. Go away. See? Me salvi. Nope, they didn't. Basically, she wants to increase property taxes by up to $36 per pupil for a host of safety measures that include the armed guards, drug abuse prevention, and improving the school climate. Because nothing says improve school climate than a machine gun nest out in the front, you know, as the kids come walking by, you know, safety. Bazookas. I mean, that's just it's common sense. You're just increasing the quality of the school environment when everyone has a law on their shoulder that can take a light anti-tank weapon. For goodness sakes, it's just common sense, people. We need to start figuring out how we can keep our kiddos safe. Oh, she actually used kiddos. Don't you know? Did you use kiddos, you say? Wow. Golly gosh. Cripes. It's almost like you're using a cartoonish version of Minnesota to take your insanely stupid idea and make it sound homespun and folksy. Kiddos. How about you say children? All right. You're supposed to be a senator. Children. The ones that are getting shot in our schools. Is that what happens when the police walk into a gun slaughter at one of our schools? Oh, look at all the dead kiddos. Come on. Act like an adult, will you, Senator? Please. I get it. You're running. I think she's running for Walz's seat down there. I get it. You're trying to look homespun folksy. There are sometimes that might be appropriate. Official state apple or whatever. But when we're dealing with the gun slaughter of our children, stop it. Just stop with the act and do your damn job. We need to start to figure out how we can keep our kiddos safe at our schools, Nelson said. She was teaching middle school in 1999 when Columbine happened. An incident that promoted many schools around the nation to rethink school security. Well, guess what? We've added a whole bunch of school security, including having armed guards down in Parkland, and it doesn't seem to be doing anything. You know what might do something is what they did in Australia, is where they basically stopped selling all the assault weapons, and they don't have the slaughters that they used to have down there. Wow, that's pretty amazing if you think about it. So if we just had someone in Minnesota that had the guts to say weapons that were designed for military combat, that were designed to kill as many other human beings as quickly as possible, those should not be available for over-the-counter sale in Minnesota to just regular civilians. That might actually save the kiddos, Senator. But sure, I guess you could bulletproof glass, you know, teleportation devices. What else are we going to do? Since we're going to be spending money willy-nilly, I mean, every one of our schools in the state is going to need to get a $50 million upgrade so that we have, you know, no one can shoot these kids. You know, we could look at trying to get the guns out of the hands of the people that are shooting these buildings up, but no, let's spend the $50 million and just act like we've done something. I'm sorry. Your day is over. Your age is over. The age of guns needs to go away. I'm not doing this because I just am anti-gun. I'm doing this because I'm pro-human life and I'm pro-children being alive. And if you can't understand that, well, God help you. Ban the assault weapons. Ban the AR-15. You can do that tomorrow. Please. McEntee is up next. Have a good one. We will be back on a Wednesday. Till then, see ya.